An apron.
Apron was
the only thing
okay.
I can think they have two big pockets in.
And what did you wear when it was cold outside? What would you, if you were going out?
Coat,
what,
sweater.
What kind of?
Sheepskin.
Okay.
Put on your sheepskin
sheep
if you're going out.
Okay. How about you're a parent, you know how kids, you're sitting in church and you're getting emotional or kids are emotional. What would your husband hand to them?
Hanky.
Okay, hanky. Any other names you'd call
kerchief.
It? Kerchief. Okay. I'm going to give you a couple words here. This one I'm going to let you read because I don't know if, how would you pronounce that? Number 17.
Sukian?
Do you know what that is? You haven't?
I've never heard of that.
Okay, how about, you had mentioned earlier you called blankets, quilts, those are, did you have any other names for those?
No, it was always quilts, made hundreds of quilts, there was always a quilting bee, somebody in the neighborhood or at home always had a quilt on.
And did everyone help each other out?
Oh, yes.
As you made
yeah,
those,
that
was
just kind of the ritual, you always... Always had a quilting bee and everybody came. And a lot of beautiful quilts. Quilts and blankets. Feather ticks, everybody kind of liked.
Okay, good. Well, I'm going to read a couple more names and you can see if you can give me a list of what comes to your mind again. How about the work clothes that you would wear or your dad would wear?
Overalls.
Overalls. Any others? What other?
Overalls.
There's my mom.
Work shirt.
Okay.
Coveralls.
How about winter clothes? What would you call those?
Sheepskin.
Put on your sheepskin.
Everybody has sheepskin.
Okay. How about shoes? Work shoes. What did you?
Work shoes. Boots. It was just work shoes. You either had work shoes or Sunday shoes.
Okay. How about things you wore on your hands? What would you call
gloves.
It? Any other names for that? Just
gloves.
Okay. How about on your head?
Bandana, scarf, hood.
What would your dad wear?
Hat, earmuffs, hat with earmuffs.
Kind of cowboy hat or was it
no,
like
no,
a
no, it was
cap?
Kind of a cap with earmuffs
with the earmuffs on.
On?
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go back. There's a few things I want to ask you here. When people, you were born at home, when people are born now, where are they usually born?
Hospital.
Okay. Some are still, I guess, raised at home, or raised, born at home with midwives.
Some are born at home with a midwife. I'm sure that's getting to be more popular.
Okay. What do you call your brothers and sisters' children? Your brother and sister's children.
Nieces, nephews.
Okay. And back to the fireplace one more time in your house. Did you ever use the word andirons? Did you ever, or did you have another name for that?
In the fireplace?
Mm-hmm. In the stove? Is there any type of
grate?
Is it a grate?
Uh-huh.
What
it's
was
a grate.
It? Okay. And what? How would you start the fire? How would you?
Newspaper. Chips.
Okay.
You always had to go gather the chips.
All right. Was it usually hot in the morning? I mean, when you came in, though, it was...
No, it was always
you'd
cold.
You'd have to start over right from scratch.
Oh, yeah. We would never
keep
a fire all night.
Okay.
But it was also... It didn't give out any heat. You had to be right up to the fireplace with your back to get warm at all.
Okay. As a fireplace, as a... what would you call the thing, the burned material inside the fire, or inside the stove? The burned wood, what did you call that?
The coal.
Coals.
Ashes.
Ashes, okay.